45 years old when I received my very first dick pic on Bumble from a 30-something-year-old non-Indian man with what can only be described as a deliciously ripped body. Honestly, my first thought was that was better than getting an ugly ass one. Then I got another, followed by a request to meet up in a hotel or my place. Quickly followed, in turn, by raunchy promises of what lay in store if I was to agree. Thanks, not interested, I said. And that was the end of that. Not the end of the pics, though. From men I connected with on dating apps who were unafraid to place not only their anatomy on private display, but their complete identities on the record as well. Real name, profession, designation. I received veritable business cards to go with full frontal nudity. Like Marvel's Captain America, it seems I had been frozen in a time capsule, only to emerge half a decade later in my case, and realize that the world had moved far ahead while I'd been asleep. Now, upon this reawakening, I would go on to discover a brave new world, venturing into an unfamiliar corner of the multiverse, online dating. In December 2018, my mom felt quite sick. I took turns with my siblings in taking care of her at night. And I remember staying up most of those nights and going out on the balcony of the high-rise my brother lives in to smoke countless SA Light cigarettes, chick sticks if you will, peeking in periodically to check on mom between deep drags. I remember looking out at the inky winter sky as flights landed and took off from a distant airport, and thinking that if anything happened to mom, I wanted her to know that I would be happy. I felt an overwhelming need somehow to show her that I'd moved on, finally convinced that I could move on from the plateau that my personal life had become over the years. So I did something friends had been exhorting me to do for a while. Tech-savvy Gen Xer that I claimed to be, I downloaded and signed up for my very first dating app. At the time, the only one I had heard of, ironically enough, since it turned out to be anything but a dating platform, was Tinder. It became my first port of call, and perhaps the worst idea I could have had to jump back into the dating pool. Still, it was our annual holiday break, and I had a lot of night time on my hands. It seems a lot of men did too, especially the married ones, much to my chagrin. What a waste of time, I thought. Often, their ostensible unhappiness with their current situation also made me think, what a waste of a good man, especially since the most interested ones, or the most interesting ones, seemed to be taken, and I had too many compunctions about getting it on with someone else's husband. You're too naive, some of them said. What did you think Tinder was all about? All too often with mild irritation at my stubborn refusal to engage. Well, I won't lie, I almost dithered. Some of them were just too cute and too much fun to repartee with for me to ignore. But ignore I did. It's one of my red lines. I swiped right and then unmatched in quick succession, getting hooked onto the sheer possibilities of meeting someone new and different. I had friends' warnings ringing in my ears, telling me to be reasonable, non-judgy, patient. Give it all an honest chance, Preeti Singh, they said. So soon I also signed up for a paid membership on Bumble. I liked its sunny yellow interface way more than Tinder's. Besides the fact that it allowed women to be relatively in control of their matches. Not that it prevented a lot of the dissonance or riffraff from getting in, especially as long as Tinder was in the mix. In fact, there were days I worried that the rather shady Tinder app had taken over my phone and was doing strange things to it. But I couldn't bring myself to delete that fiery little icon from my ostensibly compromised phone. You see, I was hooked. This strange new world that I had discovered. Long sleepless nights had suddenly become shorter, sleeping almost optional, and staying awake much easier as the secrets of online dating slowly unfurled for me. I spent the turn of yet another year navigating this parallel universe that seemed to have existed long before I had been introduced to it. It blew my mind in more ways than one. It became a social experiment of sorts, with much philosophy, psychology, and lessons in human behavior thrown in for free. I refamiliarized myself with the Myers-Briggs type indicator, MBTI, personality inventory, and the phalanx of acronyms that go with it. And I soon learned new ones, which I had kind of heard of, but had never really been privileged to till now. Things like ONS, one night stand, LTR, or a loving tender relationship, NSA, no strings attached, and FWB, friends with benefits. Now, it may sound very common to a lot of people, but a lot of these things I had no clue about. And then I went on and scratched my head at the concept of polyamory, at a new breed of MBA or married but available men, guys claiming to be non-monogamous, bored, open to being chat or fuck buddies, all the while claiming to be happily married. Others came with sob stories of frigid wives they hated, but unsuspecting children they loved to bits, staying in marriages that were all but over. Non-intimate living, with separate bedrooms, some called it. And there was the biggest doozy of all, guys posing with pictures of their wives and worse, small children on their profile pictures. And I was baffled. I wondered, who puts pictures of their children on a dating platform? Anyway, on top of all of this, I collected a lot of pixelated quotes, memes, and pictures of distilled pop wisdom, a rather acceptable substitute for profile pics on dating apps, it seems. So I recycled them as WhatsApp forwards, mostly to bemused girlfriends as part of my daily dating tracker. We tried to psychoanalyze and dissect some of the strangeness. We shared horrified emojis at some profile descriptions and giggled at others. What added to the mirth is that I got requests to match from some really strange people. One only wanted pictures of my feet. I imagined ending up in a dingy photo gallery down in a musty basement somewhere. Another wanted to be my on-call boy toy, whatever that meant. Yet another pretended to be 40-something, feeding what he called his serious fetish for older women, often more than double his age. You know, but that's the thing about online dating. It's so easy to push your boundaries. And let me continue some of these stories in my next episode. In doing this, I'm trying to be as honest as possible about some of the experiences that I've had. But I have to tell you that it isn't easy. A lot of people I know listen into these podcasts, members of my large, boisterous, and lovely Surdi family included. But I'm hoping that the brave new world that I've discovered has probably led to a braver new me as well. I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.